Am I the asshole for not wanting my sister at my wedding because she's in a wheelchair and she'll take up all the spotlight? My 26-year-old sister has been in and out of the hospital. I'm going to call my sister Anna. Anna got cancer when she was 15 and she was able to beat it. Ever since then, she's been having growths. And anytime one growth appears, we're all worried that the cancer has come back. My issue is that she always makes these announcements that she needs to go back to the doctor again at the worst times. At the beginning, I just thought it was bad timing, but it's happened so many times during my milestones, my graduations, my birthdays, my engagement party. Anytime she makes an announcement that she needs to go back to the hospital, my whole family will flock to her. I've had my birthday dinners turned into my relatives flocking to her for the whole night. I had a dinner party to announce my wedding date for my relatives. It was going so great and it was a fun time until Anna told my mom that she needed to go back to the hospital. After that, everyone forgot about the reason for the dinner party and it was super quiet. My aunt even stepped in to pray for Anna. Just another event that was taken over by Anna. I went low contact with her after that. I learned today that Anna has been in and out of a wheelchair for my mom, and that she will need to take the wheelchair to the wedding just in case. I asked my mom if the rest of the family was informed, and she told me no. I told both Anna and my mom that they needed to inform the family. They told me that they don't want the family to start to worry. After that, I had enough, and I told them that you need to tell the family before my wedding. And again, they told me no. I then informed them that Anna is not invited. This started a huge argument about how I'm a dick. But my point is that I am sick of her stealing the spotlight. And that's exactly what will happen if she rolls her wheelchair in my wedding. So, am I the asshole? I think this is a very difficult situation. I think this is a very challenging decision that you have to make. But I actually think that you're making the right decision. I know there's going to be a lot of people who disagree with me, but there's actually a lot of people, and a lot of people have had experiences like this where they have a friend or a family member that will use situations like this, situations of being sick, situations of going to the hospital, and they will make certain events and they will hijack certain events and special occasions, milestones for you, and make all of those events all about them, holidays, special occasions, special events. And so you have enough evidence to support that this wasn't just a one-time thing where she ruined a birthday. This isn't like a sibling rivalry type of thing. This is an actual pattern of behavior. And you're probably right. It sounds like they're setting up a situation. Anna and your mom are probably setting up a situation where they're about to hijack your wedding and make your wedding all about them. And so I don't blame you. You have enough evidence to support. You have enough pattern of behavior to support. You've already gone low contact. You've already tried to set a boundary. You've done everything that you possibly could. And so as harsh as it might sound, sometimes we have to make difficult decisions. So no, not the asshole.